We are on Daf, Hey Yamed Beis. Rab Ade ve Rab Shalman Tavayu mi Beit Yeluchis Omrim Af mitakonos Rabin Yechanim Ben Zake Ve Eilach Beya Asura. Even after Takonos Rabin Yechanim Ben Zake. So the halacha is that when Mekabel Eidis Min Amincha Lamaylo, so Lechayre There's no inyan of kedusha achas. There's no inyan of 2 days yontif. Afapikain beya asura. My time. Mehira yibone beis amigdosh. Biyomru ishtakeit mile achalnu beya biyontif sheni. When the beis amigdosh will be built, so people will remember last year a beya that was nolad berishin was eaten b'sheni. Because last year, Taka, it was the Kedushas. It's Hashta Nami Nechel. So now, that is also, so this year, after the Beis Hamikdash will be built, they'll also eat a Beya Shanel Dabarishan, will be Teyochel B'Sheni. But Loyodi, they won't realize the Ishtake, it's the Kedushas, eh? Last year, Kaidim Shanivna Habayis, so there was no union of Kedusha Achat, since the Mekablam Eidis Min Amincha Lamayla. So there's no union of Kedusha Achas. So last year the Bey was Mutta. Bahashte Kedusha Achasi. But now, this year it's a Kedusha Achas. So the people shouldn't be Nichshel. Sheyebone Beis Hamikdosh. So therefore, they said it should remain Osa. L'chayre, it's a Gzeire. What is the whole calamity? The calamity is that Kshiyabone Beis Hamikdosh, they'll be Nichshel, they'll have a Kedusha Achas, which is Adarabonon, and they'll have a Kedusha Achas, which is Adarabonon, and they'll be Nichshel in Adarabonon. So therefore, they asked already that it should be also now, so we shouldn't be nichshel they shouldn't be nichshel later when the Ibn Abayis HaMikdosh. So cheretz egzeire legzeire. Perhaps this is better than egzeire legzeire. This is not pshat anu gzeire. Pshat is that b'shas, before the takon Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, Lemaise, there was a Kedusha Achas. So now the Shaila is, should that Kedusha Achas remain, or should it go off? So, and then, because theoretically, there's now, for practical reasons, the Kedusha Achas should go off, and it should be Shtei Kedushas. So they said they made that it should never go off, because if it will go off later, there'll be problems. So not as Pshat as we're making a new Zayre. Pshat is that the whole Takone, which was in existence, before the Takana Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, we said that should remain. It's not Kedai to take it off. So Lemaise, so it could be this doesn't fall into the category of Gzeira Legzeira. Ashtanam, yeah, so Memele, so that's why the Kedusha Achas remained. Ihochi, so the Gemara asks, if there's such a Chash, Eidus Nami Leinikabel, so Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai should not have made his takonet that there'll be mekabel eidus min hamincha lamayla, should leave things status quo. My time in Meheri Yibone Beis Hamikdash, V'yomru Yishtaket Milei Kibalnu Eidus Achidish Kol Hayom Kuloi, Hashde Nami Nekabel, so they might come and be mekabel eidus. They'll come and be mekabel eidus now also. They'll again be a kulkul b'shir. So the Gemara says, "Hochi hashte, hosom eidus mesura lebezden." He says, "By eidus is mesura lebezden, so by bezden you don't have to worry." Kaidem binyan abayis, we gave them the opportunity to kabel eidus min hamincha lamayla, and kolayim and bisman abayis. So bezden will realize that they won't be mekabel anymore eidus only to mincha. Let us see Rashi. Mehere yibone beis hamikdash v'tarzer takona rishonish lo lekabel eidus ela ademintha. Mesura lebezen, Einis kokim lahem, that the bezin won't be, einis kokim lahem ala bezin. So by eidis, only bezin is nishkak to the eidis. Vehem yoidin taime shodovo, they know the reason why we were mekabel eidis adalaila till now. And now that doesn't apply. Now we have a base of Migdash. Below you two. Abba beye la keil mesure. Liad the keil he bought. Ve'ein a keil boim lishol. V'seim chenal min hogam. So therefore, there we have to make sure that the kilkul shouldn't occur. Rabbe oma. Av mitakonis rabin yoichinim ben zake ve'eilach beye asure. Rabbe said, that after the Takana of Yechanan ben Zakkai, also Beya Asura. Why? Mi loy moide Rabban Yechanan ben Zakkai, shimbo eidim in a mincha lamaylo, shenoigim oisei hayoyim kodosh, ulamocha kodosh. Let us see Rashi what this means. Mi loy moide, afalgar, the tikein, the kabul eidis achidish kol hayoyim, even though Rabban Yechanan ben Zakkai was mesakim, that we mekabel edis kol ayoyim liyos moinen lemoyados min arishin. That means, so if edim come, so we mekabel edim, and Hashoshone is the first day, the lamed elu. Vafilu bo edim laacher amintre, because we mekabel them. Avol milaseis yontev sheini loinekra takona rishayne mimkayim. But that halacha, there was a halacha that in bo edim b'emesin when bizman abayis, when there was a kilkul b'shir, they made two takonas. One takona was that if edim come in a mincha l'mayla, we're not mekabel them. That was one takona. That takona Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai changed. That now, since there's no Migdash, there's no Shash Kilkul Bashir, so we will be Mekabalah. There was another Takone. There was a Takone in Bo Eidim in Hamincha Lamaila, is Oisei Hayoim Kodesh Ulamacha Kodesh. That was the second Takone. So Rav says that Takone always remained. That Takone never changed. In Bo Eidim in Amincha Lamaila, so that remained. Oisei Hayoim Kodesh, Ulamacha Kodesh. The Kabbalah's Eidis will help that will be Moine Rosh Hashanah from Lamed Elu. But the second Takone, that in Bo Eidim in Amincha Lamaila, so both days are Kodesh and Sagdusha Achas, this Takone remained. Let us see Taisus. Mi loy moide Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai da yoim kodesh ulamochol kodesh. Ve im toima, so Tosfos asks, what do you mean, he's moide da yoim kodesh ulamochol kodesh, ve hu atzmoi tikin lekabel eidus achidish kol hayoyim. What do you mean? He was mesaken that you should mekabel eidus achidish kol hayoyim. So how could it be, so today's Rosh Hashanah, so what's a yoim kodesh ulamochol kodesh? Mekabel Eidus. O Perisha Kuntres, Hani Mili Leinyen, Shemainen Hamayades, Meyoim Arisha. Zichin ye Mekabel Eidus. And Rosh Hashanah is the first day. Vafulu Bo Lacher Amincha. Avol Milaseis, Yoim Sheini Kodesh. But the second part of the previous Takone, that is, if they come in Amincha Lamaila, so the Yoim Sheini also becomes Kodesh, Loinekra takona rishonim im kaima. That remains. So lemaisa, so the second day is also Rosh Hashanah. The kashe, the minayin leihach svara detkinu leinyim ma'adais, the minayin leihach svara detkinu leinyim ma'adais lechud, o leinyin yontiv, aviyem sheni nami kodesh. How does he know this? That lechayre, one is telling the other. The whole reason that both days became Kodesh, is pshat is, you shouldn't be mezalzel, Edom came, it was roi lekadesh oisei ayoyim. So memeles, and not to be mezalzel in that day, they said that ayoyim Kodesh. So the first day is Kodesh, when theoretically it's chayil. The second day is Kodesh, meikeradit. But over here, that the first day is Kodesh Meikera Dinu Mekabel Da'edim. So Me'echi Teisi, that the second day should be Kodesh. The Minayin Le'ach Svorah Ditkinu Le'inyim Me'adis Luchut O Le'inyin Yontev Aveyim Sheini Nami Kodesh. Vim Kain Tehei Abei Asura, so then the Be'el B'yosa. Ve'eimo, let us say, Kivin Shehiskin Shimikablim Kolayoy. Let us say, Faker. Since they were Mesakin Shimikablim Kolayoy, Im Kain Shoye Oysin Shne Yomim Peimi Sofik Ushtei Kdushes Ninu Ubei Yomuteres. L'cheire, it's unclear, Taisvis jumps in the kasha. L'cheire, the kasha is in two steps. The kasha is l'cheire, kibin shehiskin shimekablim kol ayoyim. So l'cheire, so then it should be b'chlal, there shouldn't be a second day Kodesh. Why should the second day be Kodesh? The first day is Kodesh. And therefore, it should also be, if you'll have 2 days Rosh Hashanah, how do you have 2 days Rosh Hashanah? Let's say Adam didn't come the first day. So the first day, the Klal Yisrael was Shema the first day, Misafik made the Adam still might come. They didn't come, and then the Adam came the second day. So there it should be that it should be two Kedushas. Because the first day was Kodesh Misafik, and now when it was Nisbarer that it's not Rosh Hashanah, so to go Mesafay, the first day was Chol, and the second day is Kodesh. So Al Kaponim, it shouldn't have a din of a Kedusha Achas. But I'm clear why Taisvus like jumps from the Kasha. Kimin Shizki Shemekav Kol Yoyim, then Taisvus L'cheir does not fear ice, that L'cheir is so the second day shouldn't be Kodesh. Taisvus jumps by, Rashi says by us it seems that when the Mekabel the Eidus, the second day is Kodesh, and Taisa doesn't understand that. Rashi says, it's clear. I forgot the Tikkun, the Mekabel Eidus, Achidish Kol Ayoyim, Vol Beidim Lacha Mincha, Alasas Yontav Sheini, Leineka Takon Rishayni. Rashi says that even though the first day is Rosh Hashanah, the second day is still Kodesh. So, Chayra Taisa should have asked this Kasha. Taisa comes to a tzir of when there are 2 days, it should be there, shtei kedushas. Lekach nire keperish Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel has a different girsa. The goras miloi moide sheim loy bo. Rabbeinu Chananel's girsa is that If Adam didn't come, so then it's in, so you have 2 days Rosh Hashanah. So then it's a Yom Arichte. That's what Rava said. That means Rava Tainid Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai only accomplished that if Adam do come the first day, so then the first day is Kodesh and Faltik, there's no second day. But what if Adam didn't come, and you have 2 days, so then, I feel after that come Rechem and Zakeh, it'll be a Kedusha Achas. It'll be a Yom Arichte. So that's what Rava Tainet. So Rava Tainet, that I mean, that Rabbi Yechonon Zakkai only accomplish when Adam do come, you mekabel them. But if Adam don't come, so we still have a Yom Arichta, we still have a Kedusha Achas. And Mikol Mokim Kashe. So Taisvis asks on that, why should it be like that? The Kimin Shlei Bo, Im Kein Hayushne Yomim Misafik. So if Adam did not come the first day, so then there was no Kedusha Achas, so the first day was a Safik, and Klal Yisrael was Shema the first day, maybe Adam might come. Then we see Adam didn't come, so then now we're Shema the second day, Mikra Adin. V'mkein, shtei Kedushas Ninu, Ubeyim Uteres. So Taisus asked under Rabbeinu Chananel, he says, where did Rava get this from? That it is shtei Kedushas. מיידר רבי יחם שאתה שאם לבו הייתי מן המנחה למיילו שנוי גם האיש עם קודש ומוח הקודש where did he get it that in such a case it's like a קדוש האחס ויש לו אימא so therefore Tosis wants to say another פשט in the רבי נחננו תהכי פירושי שאם לבו עדים עצמך לחשייך let's say עדים first came סמך לחשייך ומיד הכשך לאיהו ישוס ביום כדי לקבל עדוסה that means that עדים came רבי יחמן מזקאי said that we're מקבל עדים after mincha also we're מקבל עדים so good but that's if they come and there's enough time to be we're מקבל עדים what if they come right before nach so there's no time to be מקבל עדים So in this case, we have a tzia that Edim came min a mincha l'mayla v'loi kiblon. They weren't mekabelim. Now, this is similar to the case before Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, she Edim boy min a mincha l'mayla v'loi kiblon. The difference is, why v'loi kiblon? Before Bisman Abayis was v'loi kiblon because they didn't want to be mekabelim. It shouldn't be a kilkul b'shir. Now it's v'loi kiblon, because there wasn't time to be mekabel, but we have there's a tremendous similarity between these two cases. That means here we still, I mean, after the takon of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, we still have a case that bo edim min hamincha l'mayla v'loy kiblom, and that was the takon from before that if bo edim min hamincha l'mayla v'loy kiblom, noigim ayisayim kodesh l'mocha kodesh. So the previous takon was if edim come lamid elul and they weren't niskabel. So Naigim Aisayim Kodesh Lamocha Kodesh. That takana remains of a laughter Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. That if Edim come and they want this kabbles, Naigim Aisayim Kodesh Lamocha Kodesh. So Mamela, so that's what Rabbi said. So Rabbi said we still have the Kedusha Achas. We still have the Kedusha Achas. It's still part Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai just whittled down the cases that'll be like Iblom, like this. Because Mandabayas was in existence, there was many opportunities that'll be like Kiblom. As long as Min HaMincha L'mayla, we won't be Mekabel them. So with Hayem Kodesh L'mocha Kodesh. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, we will be Mekabel them till a certain Zmanda. We can't be Mekabel them. But Al Kaponim, we still have, after the Takan of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, we still have a Metzius that Bo Eidim Min HaMincha L'mayla B'lei Kiblom. So we have the guidelines, Neigim Oysayim Kodesh, Alamocha Kodesh. Umikol Mokim Hoyu Yecholim Lasis Mat Meloche, that means in this case, where there was not sufficient time for Bezen to be Mekabel them, so they weren't Mekabel them, but Afal Pikein, they were, even though there was time to do Meloche, Vlei Hoyu Oysim, they didn't do Meloche, so why didn't they do Meloche? Because they said that halacha still applies of neigem oisayim kodesh l'mocha kodesh. Alma de kedusha nachas, de kedusha achas ninu. So by stories that a fila after takonas from Yochanan ben Zakkai, we still have the halacha that it's a kedusha achas. Vaho de omar iskini shimekabel meidusim kol ayoyim, hain heche de bo eidem beyoyim, oi kaidem aminche, This I don't understand, that you don't need takons Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Before Mincha was a filun, b'zman abayi soichet. Oyla achem miyat, or they came after Mincha right away. Al kabonim was still time to be mekabelda. So Mamela, so now Taisviz said a new pshat in the Gemara, according to the Girsis Rabbi Nechananu, that im loibo eidim, that means they did not come in time in order to be mekabelda, So the takana still remains. Shenoygim oisayim kodesh l'mocha kodesh. Vahashte da'osis l'hochi. So if we say this pshat in the Rabbeinu Chananu, so in limcheis girsis asvar mebo eidim, kedefrishis. Now we could say the Rabbeinu Chananu's pshat, where Tosfos said pshat in the Rabbeinu Chananu, in our girsa. Our girsa is שמייד רבי יחנן בן זקה שאם בואו עדים מן המנחה למיילה בואו עדים מן המנחה למיילה means בואו עדים לא יהיה זמן לקבלו just add a few words
we can put this into our gilsa. Bo eidim in amincha lamayla, and there wasn't time to be mekabel them. Shenayge meishem kodesh shalomocha kodesh. Period. Umikol mokaim yesh liyashiv peirish rashi. Now Tosfos wants to be miyashiv peirish rashi. So here peirish rashi is, what's rashi's pshat? Rashi's pshat is that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai holds that it's a kedusha achas afilo when they were mekabel the eidim. And that was a problem. But the kashiloch mino lehach svorit. How do you know if they're mekabel the eidim that is neisim neigem eisayim kodesh l'mocha kodesh? Hachi perusha. Mi loimayde Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai kegoyin koidem churben tahavi kedusha achas. That Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was made the kodem churben to have a kedusha achas, that it was a kedusha achas. Vim kain gam la'acher churben namik shaya oisim shnei yomim k'may kodem churben heim kedusha achas. Now to understand Tosfos, or maybe not to understand Tosfos, let us see the Marsha. The Marsha says Pshat and Tosfos, and he asks on Tosfos, and Lamaise brings down Pshat and Rashi, not like Tosfos. Let us see the Marsha, that's the last Marsha on Daf Hei Amud Beis. Mi loy moide Rabbi Yochid ben Zakkai, and mikol mokim yesh liyashe perish Rashi, the kashloch minole ha-tzvore, Hochi pirush al achel chuben namik shoy oisim beizomim ad kan l'shem. V'nire de rotzo loyme, k'moy de koydem chuben, just like before the chuben, b'chol pam shoy oisim beizomim hoye kedusha achas, mipnei kilkul shema bo eidem la'acha haminche. So now the Marsha says like this. Bisman habayis, so v'chayre the cheshbon should be if the eidim came in a mincha lamaylom, you want mekabel them as a kedusha achas. If eidim did not come at all, yom lama they came lama dalef al pi cheshbon, it should be shtei kedushas. So that Tosfos says it's not true that they always made it a kedusha achas because they didn't want that people should make mistakes when it's 2 days, so they'll think, so they have to know when it's 2 days, the bay is also. So therefore, bizman habayis, 2 days was also always also, mipnei kilkul shema bo'edem la'acha ha'mincha. So therefore, and then it's ich has to be a kedusha achas, so they made that afilo eidim did not come at all yom lamed, and they came yom lamed off. It's also kedusha achas. So we shouldn't differentiate that people should know all the time when there's 2 days it's a kedusha achas. That was before the chub. Hashto nami la'acher chub. So that's poshe. That's what Rava said. That was before the chub. So meil hashto nami la'acher chub shehiskin shimikablam eidim kol ayoyim. Mikol makim shayu oisin beis yomim ki goyim b'shleibo eidim loy misafik hayu oisim kein alamach mastakon arishayne kivin shadayin hayu oisin beis yomim ki batchil. So Tosfos is saying as follows, just like bizman habayis, when they made 2 days, because the eidim did not come the first day. So they said these 2 days have a loche of kedusha achas in order not to be mekalkel when the eidim came in a mincha l'mailo. So people should not make mistakes. So they said all the time when there's 2 days it's a kedusha achas. So memela now after the churban even the kilkel now is not applicable because eidim can still come in a mincha l'mailo. Of al kaponim, they were medame the 2 days when Adam did not come yom lamed after the churban to the 2 days when Adam did not come yom lamed before the churban. And just like before the churban, if Adam did not come yom lamed, they had given to the din of a kedusha achas. So now if Adam won't come yom lamed, it's also a kedusha achas. So that's how Tosfos explains Rashi. So the way, so what did Tosfos say? So Tosfos only explained that when there are 2 days, because Edom did not come Yom Lamed, that is a Kedusha Achas. So the Marsho, Avoloshin, Rashi, Yevshalahomer, Leporishkach. Rashi didn't say that, that it's a Kedusha Achas when Edom didn't come. Shrei Kosav Dafilu Bebo Edom La'acha Minche, Loinekra takona rishayna boyu oisim beis yomim. Rashi says, Afula Edim did come. They made 2 days. Vakati tikshalon menolonoch. And this, we have a kasha, where did Rashi get this? Bishloime taisvish tikteire. No, that's already, that we could accept. That means that could be it's mistava to say that Bisman Abayis, he didn't want to differentiate between the Shtayomim, that the Shtayomim should be Kedushas Achas, the Shtayomim should be Shtay Kedushas, that could be. And this could also be some Amela, since then all Shtayomim were Kedushas Achas, and now Shtayomim will also be Kedushas Achas. Technisch gefällig. But Rashi says that Aphila, they were the Mekabel that ate them in a Minchal Amela, it was a Kedushas Achas Shtayomim. Where did Rashi get this? Betais v'shishonim kol ze einay. So my mail is whole shtick to fem for Rashi is non-existent. Mi divrei amul chames nire liyashiv perish Rashi bederech ze. So the Masho says, l'maise de mul chames says pshat, the mul chames says pshat, na gemor b'fem for Rashi. V'hochi kom. Mi ilay moide rab yechanem ben zake ki goin koidem chub. Before the Chubin, Tahavi Kedusha Achas, so what's a Kedusha Achas? Mishum, the Avsha Sheini Hoyo Yonte Vadai, even though the second day was Vadai Rosh Hashanah, Afal Pikein Hoyo Oisim Gam Horishin Yonte. That means, even though the Takone of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made that the second day is Rosh Hashanah min HaTorah. Akoponim, they said that the first day should also be Rosh Hashanah min Rabbonan HaKedushin Achas. In Keila Achechu ben Nami. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai did not want to change the tzure of the previous takonim. Just like before, Kshabo Eidim and Amincha Lamailo, there are 2 days Rosh Hashanah. So now that Eidim come in Amincha Lamailo, there should still be 2 days Rosh Hashanah. The 2 days will be different. Now the 2 days will be, the first day will be Rosh Hashanah, and the second day will be in the Rabbonah. But Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai did not want Bishum Oifen to change the Tzure of the previous Takon. How much he could help it? If we could avoid that, if we could make that the first day should be Rosh Hashanah min HaTorah, Adarab, so we'll do that. I mean, we have Edom, why shouldn't we do that? But to change the Tzuras HaDvorim from the way it was before the Bayis, that before there was a Takoneh, if Shibo Edom in HaMincha L'mailo, there are 2 days Rosh Hashanah, so that is to apply nowadays also. In Kein La'achechu b'nami lo'y nekra HaTakoneh milaseis beis yomim. Avo b'sherishin ha'yevada yontif. Now L'maisa, the first day is Vada yontif. The loitikun Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai ela lekabel edis aflacha mincha shemayim yom rishon. That means all he wanted to do is if he could be mekabel the edim, so let Rosh Hashanah taka be the first day. But to change the tzuras hadvorim, the way they were by the bayis rishon, b'shum oifen he didn't want to do this. Aval divrei ha-toise shelefoneinu lefi mashmo miyev sheleforeshkach v'tzorech iyun mashekosvu lefi perushim. He says, but how ha-toise explains Rashi that he doesn't understand. The medikach Sam Sefer says on this shtickle, Hine koidem Rabbi Yochanan, so save my dura tanyona, Hine koidem Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, ubo eidem na mincha lamailo, ho yashen ni yontev de reise,
Varishin Rak Mishum Dalayla Zalzalu Bishona Haba, that means if the first day even come and then you'll make it, it's nothing. So it's Zalzal Bishona Haba, also so Yom Tabid Rabbah. Rabbi Yechanan ben Zakkai Vilak, Bo Eidim in Amincha Lamaila, Hayarishin Yontiv Gomel, Vasheni Rak Loy Lishanes Minikakadmoinim. That the second day was Yontif, why was the second day Yontif? That it should not be different than it was before. For your Poshut Zele Rove, this was Poshut Rove, the Loyho Yekoyach, Le Rab Yechenin Ben Zakai, Le Shanois Minik HaKadmoinim. That he, Rab Yechenin Ben Zakai would never be Mishana and Hoge, which is existing from before, even though now the whole thing doesn't make sense. Because now the first day is the whole thing before was with the Cheshbon, was with the Cheshbon, because the second day is Rosh Hashanah. The first day was with the Cheshbon, it should be Mezalzel next year. Now, since the first day is Rosh Hashanah, there's no reason why the second day should be Rosh Hashanah. But there is a reason. Shaloi l'shanes miminik admoinim, we shouldn't change what was from before. Al kein omar bebshitis miloi moideh. Mizerayi lemashe kasafti la'el kamo yoko min hoge Yisrael v'takonos chazal. We see how poshet it was to the Amiroim that Rabbi was poshet means Rabbi Yechanan ben Zakkai would never change a minig Yisrael. Since the minig was if a bo eidim in a mincha l'mayil the minig till now was that there are 2 days Rosh Hashanah in Tzakdusha Achas. So lemaisa that was poshet to Rabbi Yechanan ben Zakkai that this would always remain. Rabbi Yechanan ben Zakkai would never touch this, but he could be misaken. He was misaken, but he would never touch what was from before. So lemaisa that was the pshitas that lemaisa there are always 2 days Rosh Hashanah and it's a kedusha achas. Va'amarov. Hilchese kevosei derav bahani tlas bein lekula bein lechuba. Now this member of Rabbah we had already before that we paskin like rav and all these three shilas of bay, so it comes out by Rosh Hashanah we paskin lechuba tzakdusha achas. Omar Rove meis beyond tevrishayim is asku boy amomim. If a person died on Tavrishen, is asked by a moment. Meis beyond Tavsheni is is asked by Yisrael. Afilu b'shnei yomim toivim, the second day Yontif, is the Yidna Mesasik and the Kfurim. Afilu b'shnei yomim toivim shal Rosh Hashanah, Hashem came bebeye. That means, even though we said l'chumre, that Shnei Yamim Toivim Shlosh Hashanah is a din of Kedusha Achas, that's Lagabi Beye Negeye, but Lagabi Ameis, they gave it a din of Yom Tov Sheini Take, and then they were makel that one could be Mekaba Al Yidei Yisrael. Om Arove Rashi Meis B'Yom Tov Rishin, Meis Amuto Likpoer, Im Yom Tov Rishin Hu, is asku boy a moment. Yeah. Is Rashi seems to be saying meis hamut alikboyer that you shouldn't say pshat that he died Yom Tov Rishon. It could be he died before Yom Tov Rishon. We'll see later there's a machlekes. If he died before Yom Tov Rishon, we'll see later. But Al Kapur does even time says gives him for Rashi. The Rashi wants to say Meis Amut Likboel. He doesn't say when he died. You have a Meis that you have to be Mekabarim because he died yesterday. Yom Tov Rishon is he should be Mekabarai there a moment. Yom Tov Sheni is asked by Yisrael. Agav Uche Teisves Bobekame Daf Pei Aleph is Meire. And why weren't they matter Likboel? Shabbos are you day akum. It won't matter. We have the same as Amir al-Akum. Amir al-Akum is also the Yontif. Amir al-Akum is also the Shabbos. And by Shabbos, they were machme, you're not mekabra, you day amomin. And by Yontif, you mekabra, you day amomin. So, So Tosfos on Bava that Pei Aleph says, Lehitiru likba al yedei akum b'shabbes, lefi shehu mechuor u'megune. So Tosfos says a loshin that it's mechuor u'megune, that they were mechalul Shabbos al yodai, because of him, I mean that, so that's a bezoyin to the mace. It's a bezoyin to the mace that were mechalul Shabbos because of him. Goyim. So the Meshech Chochme in Parshas Baschanon explains, so what's Yontif? It's also be Mechul Megun. I mean, what's it about? The Mechal Yontif because of him. So the Meshech Chochme says, and that's what the Miri has to say this in our sugya, given that Solche Hachai Mutter be Yontif, that means Yontif is a day that Metut Melach is Letzorech Hachai, Letzorech Oichel Nefesh, you cook and you there's malachas you do, you cook and you bake and all andere zaken. It's ein gnaile meis in meisem tzrocha va yedekus. Then it's not a gnaile, that means the yontif is flexible. We do malachas in yontif l'tzoyrech achai, l'tzoyrech ha'odom. So memelis is not a bizoyin for the meis, if a guy will do a malacha for him, l'tzoyrech, if a guy will do a malacha for him, l'tzoyrechoi. Hashem came by Shabbos, the Shabbos never baked sich l'tzoyrech ha'odom. The Shabbos is rigid, it's fafalim. So memele, that for him, we should be mekaber him, we should do a maloche for him, so that's mechur, a megunin, it's a bezoyim for the mace. So that's why they weren't mesakin in Yontif, in Shabbos, that a guy should be yikaber idei amomim. Masha ain't kein bebeye, linye beye, laikilu beyantiv shayni de reisha shone, lahash vaislu shal golius, dilu reisha shone, nil de boze, asura boze. Nerdoi omri af bebeye. Now, Nerdoi says that reisha shone, so now Nerdoi is going to be chaylik, and all the mandioma we had before. He's going to say by beye, reisha shone also, is neil de bezeh moteres bezeh. The ma daitoch, dilme ma'abri leile elu. Ha omar avchinene ba kahana omar av, mi mois ezra ve'ilach, ve'ilach le'metzino elu mu'uba. Now we have to see Rashi, to understand what Nadoi is saying. Zot Rashi. The Maidaitoch La Osro Besheini Lochoikimi Best. For what reason do you want to say that the Lochoikimi Besdin, that means we had before the Lochoikimi Besdin did not know what was happening in Besdin, so they held 2 days. So why should we answer for them the 2 days Akdusha Achas? Dilme ma'abri leila elu, tketakona harishayne, limnois miyoyim shayni, velasoi shneyomi, kegoin shleibo, so the marame is a girse, kegoin shleibo, la'acha minche, kegoin shleibo, la'acha minche. That's, I think that's his deal, sir. He makes a Gilson Rashi. Shesh Lagib Hirsh Rashi and Shlebo Eidem Adlach Aminch. We'll see soon what Pshat and Rashi is, but let's just say the next Rashi. Mimoyis Ezra Ve'eilach Afal Pishe Tiknu La'ira Shebo Eidem In Amincha La'maylo Chutz ma'oisei apam v'adayin le'niskina. So the Maram says pshat in Rashi as follows. The Maram says pshat that we hear in the beginning of the sugya, the Gemara wanted to say holom v'holohu. The Bnei Bovel, by them it's a Kedusha Achas. There Rashi says pshat. Why is it a Kedusha Achas? Because pshat is like this. Bizman habayis, every year he had a clear, maybe Adam came in a mincha l'mayla. And if Adam come in a mincha l'mayla, it's a kedusha achas. I don't know if it's tutzach in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, every year they had a suffix, maybe Adam came in a mincha l'mayla, so he held a kedusha achas. So the whole time the Mikdash was kayim, there was 2 days, there was a kedusha achas. Now, after Chulban HaBayis, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said that Mekabel Adam in a mincha l'mayla. So now, theoretically, there's no kedusha achas anymore. So the Gemara said, but since there was no change in the Bnei Chutzlars and Babel, that means that we don't see that that something occurred that it's different before they were holding 2 days, not holding 2 days. So therefore, they didn't want to change the halach of these 2 days because everything looks the same. So all of a sudden to say before the 2 days, it's a kedusha achas, now the two days are 2 kedushas. They didn't want to do that. You shouldn't confuse people, since everything seems status quo, so therefore they didn't want to say that the halacha changed, and therefore we say that afterwards it still remains the way it was before, which was a kedushah. That was what the Gemara said before, that hayim adal. Zukta now doi, that's very good in Lomdus, but I want to tell you a secret. When the kilkul occurred, at that one time Adam came late, they came late, the kilkul occurred. Chazal said that Eim mekablam Adam in a mincha l'mayla, and what'll be if they'll come? Hayem kodesh l'machal kodesh, will be a kedusha. That's what they said. That was the law that was passed. So the Nerdoi says, but I'll tell you now a historical fact. This law never came into practice. Because Adam never came min hamincha ulemaylo after this law. Means the whole time the Beis HaMikdash was kayim, Adam came in time. Once they came late, and there was a kilkul, and they made a takonah that this kilkul should never occur, but they never came late again. So theoretically, historically, kozman the bayis was kayim, there never was a kedushah. There never was a kedushas because Adam never came in a mincha l'mayla, so there never was a kedushas. The people in Bavel, they didn't know what's happening, so each year it was the bayu was asura because maybe Adam came later. Who knows? So they had to be chayish. But afterwards, after the Beis Hamikdash became cholev, we came back to these people and you said, you know, Rabbi, so you were very firm, and each year you held it a kedusha achas. But I have news for you. That it never was a kedusha achas. Halachically, you never were mechuyev to hold a kedusha achas. You were chayish misofik, but it never was a kedusha achas. Zuk de nerdoi. So if bisman habayis, lemaisa, it never was a kedusha achas. So now after the bayis, what are you telling me? Ashtikta, you're telling me, listen, after the bayis, that's achpirin tachvi before the bayis. You can't make chalukim because it's mamish the same. It's kaseda 2 days, 2 days. You can't make chalukim. So now do good. You won't make chalukim. Let it, that could be the same the way it was before. Before it never was a kedusha achas. It never was a kedusha achas before. They had to be machmeh because they didn't know what was happening in Yerushalayim. They had to be chayish, maybe Adam will come in a mincha l'mayla, so maybe today's a kedusha achas. So there was a niyud, misafik, maybe it is a kedusha achas. But l'maisa, historically, there never was a kedusha achas. So kol's man abayis, since Adam never came, there never was a kedusha achas. So memele, So now, after the Chulban, you say it has to be like before. Let it not be like before. Before it wasn't a Kedusha Achas, but now also shouldn't be a Kedusha Achas. That was the Shtiktei Rav Nardot. Now let us see again Rashi. Let us see both Rashis. That Omri Af Bebeit, the Ma Daitach, Dilmi Ma'abri Le'elu, Dilmi Ma'abri Le'elu, Kitakona Rishayne. That means, like, maybe they'll say that Elul is the Rosh Hashanah is not the first day. Limnes miyam sheni velasish neyom. Kegain shlei bo edim min amincha lemaila. See, memeis Ezra beilach. Vafal pi shetiknu. Even though they were mesaken, if edim will come, it will be. There is a difference between Rabbi Yosi and the Nerdoi, in the oifen how they were Mekadish to Chodesh. Rabbi Yossi was after the Churban HaBayis. After the Churban HaBayis, there was still Mekadish al Piriyah. Then we had a Takan of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said that Mekabel Eidem Kol Hayom. Mekabel Eidem Kol Hayom. Now, Dachsich Meir, the way I understand the Maram, so after the Zman of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, there's still a possibility it should be a Kedusha Achas. Like Klover said, what if Eidem will come Samach L'Hashaycha, so be a Kedusha Achas. So, Rabbi Yossi said, that means if Eidem will come Samach L'Hashaycha, it will be a Kedusha Achas. That's what Rabbi Yossi said. Rabbi Yossi was still in the Zman, they were Mekabel Eidem. So Rabbi Yossi said, "I is Rami, if it will come about." I mean, the din of Kedusha Achas is Shayach after Churban HaBayis also. "I is Rami." That means if Eidem come before we Mekabel them, there's only one day Rosh Hashanah. But if it will come about that they weren't Mekabel the Eidem, then we'll have 2 days Rosh Hashanah. So there's still a possibility of 2 days Rosh Hashanah. "I is Rami." The Nerdoe was in a Zman that when they were Kaddish to Chodesh, Al Pi Cheshbon already. So Lemaise, and so there, so now there's no Yisrami, there's no Yisrami. No, so they said like this, in the times, so till this time, there never was a Matzev that it was a Kedush Achas, that means it never was Yisrami, Lo Yisrami. It never occurred that there was a Kedusha Achas. So the Nodoh said, from this Man HaBayis, after the Churban HaBayis, there always was one day Rosh Hashanah, because the Eidim always came the first day, and there was enough time to be Mekabel them. So there never was Bepoil a Kedusha Achas. So Meili says, now that we have a Cheshbon, now we should say, now you have to hold 2 days, because it should be like before. The Lamai said, there never was a before. Kozman, the people who didn't know what the before was, so they had to be chayish, maybe Taked Eidim came later, maybe it was a Kedushachas. But Bepoyel, now that we look back historically on all the Zmanim from Ezra and further, there never was a Rosh Hashanah that was not the first day, that there was not Lamed Elul. So Memela, so that is what the Nadoah is saying. The Nadoah is saying that since Lemaise, the takone of Kedusha Achas practically never existed. There was always a potential takone that if this will happen, will be a Kedusha Achas, but nothing ever happened. So Memele, now that we don't have this matzav anymore, there's no legitimate reason for us to say that now it should be a Kedusha Achas, that we should be noig like we were noig before, since before also there wasn't ever a Kedusha Achas. That's the most pshat in Tosfos. Omar Marzutra. Loi amoron elo di ishtai, avo loi ishtai mashinon loi. Loi amoron di yisasku bo yisroil, elo di ishtai umisyorei shelo yasriach. The machlokes harishonim, what is pshat marzutre? Other rishonim say marzutre is speaking about the second day yontov. That what we said, the second day yontov, which is asked by Yisroel, that is dafke if he did not die the second day yontov. He died the first day yontov. For some reason they weren't Mekabahim. Now this is the second day, so if you won't be Mekabahim today, it's Nisrach, the mace, 2 days without food, it's a bitter matzah. Avoloi ishtai, but if he died the second day, it's machine alive. So wait a day, why should you be Mechalo Yontiv Sheini? Machine alive. Now, other Rishonim learn, for Yontav Rishin, that's Ayde Akum, Mazutra never said this. Yontav Rishin, Afilu, he died Yontav Rishin also. The whole thing is on Yamir Al Akum, so So the whole thing is only Amira Lakum, so they were Matar Afilu Lo Yishtai. That means even if he died, they said, what do? You wait till the second day, and it'll be Yishtai the second day. So you might as well tell the guy the first day to do it. What is better waiting than not waiting? The side said be over on the rabbanon, so you might as well be over to be mekavrim the first day. That's how others learn. That the first day you don't need mishtai, and others say you need mishtai the first day also. Layamon el dishtai is going on both halachas. That meis biyontav rishin is asked by a moment, biyontav sheni is asked by Yisrael. So others say it's going that a filu that the whole din of Yisasku is dafke if this is the second day after the misa. So then you have to start doing things already. But it's only the first day you don't do anything. You wait till it becomes difficult to keep the mace around, and then you're makabarim. So we have a two mahalchim of Mazut is also speaking about the first day or only the second day. A filu is loy mishtah, he died this day, you make a kvura by the way. Rabashi seems zichet to be speaking about the second day. My time, yom tev sheni legabi meis, kechil shabiyu rabonim. That yom tev sheni legabi meis is chayil, so there's no inyan to wait, it's chayil. So if it's chayil, so memela, so why should you wait? A yid can go and be, do all malachas on yom tev. If a lemegas leglima, you can cut out a beged for him. A lemegas leasa, you can go and cut a hadas for him. That means these are pa'ulis which are not very important. Afal pikein, if it's kechel shabiyu rabbonon, you're allowed to do all, you can do malachas de'eraiset, not de'eraiset, yom tov sheni, but you can do malachas, even though they're not important, since these are normally done for a mace, so they should be done yom tov sheni also, ayidei Yisrael, kechel shabiyu rabbonon. Omar Ravine, but Ravine said, Vohidne, but nowadays, Dike Haveri, now there are Goyim Rishoyim Chayshinam. So therefore, we will not permit a Yid Chayshinam. So we are Chayish to be Mekabarim, al Yedei Yisrael. Let us see Rashi. Leimon, this ask about Yisrael, all the time is sure is lo yasriya. Asa hodo sa yimenichem al mitas meis lechvoidoi. Dike chavre umo risho shohye bimei parsim vekoifen es Yisrael lasa is melachto. Ubiyontav hoi nidochem mehem. Yontav disa dreisa chois aidei shohim rumam yontavu. Vimyiru oiso mekabre meisein, but if these rechaveri would see that the yidin are mekabre meisein, oh, they're doing melocha nyantev. Yachoifo oisem lumloche, so they force them. So therefore the Gemara says that now that there's this chaveri, so mele now chayshinon, and we were not mekabel. We're afraid this might bring a gvaldike kilku. We'll be forced to be doing other malachas. The Goyim say we see you do malachas on yontif. So mele you do for us also. Now Rashi goes back on before. Bahai glima damrina leel einay tzayra chameis. That would be said yontif sheni kechel shivabona does not le tzayra chameis. Yesh le tachichem acherim kol tzochi is already tachichem. Sheim tzorich loy maya filu de koma yafilu ha'amrinu biyantav sheni is aske by Yisrael ve'esik ze what is esik chativis kivroi v'chituch tachrichim. That means that we said before that yaske by Yisrael, yaske means the necessities zichi Yisrael can do. Hilkach al kolchachach beglima she'in tzorich loy mayri. Speaking about a beggar that is not necessary. Dum yedeafe, and you'll make the levaya with Aaron Hodas on the Oren, it's technisch gefällig. But it's a covet for the mace that there should be a Hodas there. The Shalem Igzaya, the Kamash Malon, the Avagav, the Tircha, the Leitzorichu, it's not necessary.
Elam ishum kvoidai, the whole thing is out of the covid of the mace. Oisim loy, yoisim idai, elam kvoidai, oisim loy, yoisim idai. But the last is like, even the gabi mace, kechel shav yu rabo. Let us see Tosfos. Yontev sheini, the gabi mace, kechel shav yu rabo, non afilamegis le glime, afilamegis le yase, yitz chel. Vitaim ad moyet kot namrinin, in choifren kuchen b'moyit. One is not permitted to dig a kuch. A kuch was a grave. Zman Chazal, this was they used to dig in the walls of a cave. They used to dig in graves there. That used to be the mokim akvule. In choifren kuchen b'moyit. One is not permitted to be choifren kuchen b'moyit. The chalamoyit. So here it says you're allowed to do it, and there it says in Chalamoy you're not allowed to do it. Veshloime kepir shabein chananu, the pirish shergilim lachper harbe biyachat. They used to be choifer harbe biyachat, kidei sheyu mizumonesh kshayovay meisim. That means, it was a big ordeal to dig the kuchim. And when they were there already to dig the kuchim, so they used to, so we're here already with the tools and everything, so they used to dig a few kuchim. That's what the Gemara means over there. That normally, by the chfiras kuchim, when they were there already, so they used to dig a few kuchim to have them ready. So that the Gemara says that in Chalamoid you're not allowed to do it. Whatever is a Tzerech HaMoid you're allowed to do, but there's no Tzerech HaMoid and I'm allowed to do it. But that's what the Gemara means. Our Gemara was speaking about Yontif Sheni, there's a Tzerech HaMoid, there's a mace, and maybe you're allowed to do it. I once heard a Ha'ore, the Gemara in Yeredeya says as follows. In Yerodeis and Meshilam Ates, it speaks about a geisus. So the Mechaber says a geisus, Nebuch, he's still alive. He's in the matzav of dying. So it says, the Mechaber says, you're not allowed to bring an oren into the bayis. And you're not allowed to bring an oren. You want to save time, but not allowed to. That's what the Mechaber says. Then the Ramah says two halachas. One halacha the Ramah says, you're not allowed to dig a kever in the bayis kem heren. The grace is all that's not zen, that you brought the organ in. That's what he's missing to see. So this helps, man. That's the solution. But what if you want to be kever, you want to dig a kever someplace else? It's a different place. It's not b'shnei ames. It's someplace else. So you're also not allowed to. Not allowed to dig a kever someplace else. Because now the geisus is alive, not allowed to dig a kever. And it says further, but also lachzoi kever liyos pesuach ad lemocho shlayikvu hameis ba'oisei hayoim v'yesh sakone bedova. It says, so here it's talking about after he's dead, you're also not a din in Hilchus. You're not allowed to dig a kever if you know that the kvura will not be today. You only allowed to dig a kever the day that they're going to make the kvura. You can't dig a kever for tomorrow. So I won't say that. Oh, so in the Ramah says you're not allowed to dig a kever if the kvura will be for tomorrow. Here we have the Ben Chananel says that they used to go and they used to dig kvorim, they used to make a wholesale cheshbon, and Chalamoid, you shouldn't do it, but like this vice place, you could do it. So it could be that it's not shver. The Ramah is speaking about that you have someone died already. He died, and he's aimed to go into the kever. So you have a mace, and you have a kever pasuach, and you're not going to use this kever today. You're going to wait till tomorrow. That's the lashon of the Ramah. But also, lachsev kever is pasuach ad lemochosh lo yikovru hameis ba'oisei ayam. It means you have a mace already for this kever, So Mamela, and you have the keva for this mace, and you won't be mekavim today, you're gonna wait till tomorrow. And that's some, there's a sakoni, you're not allowed to do such a thing. But if you're digging kvorim without a mace, could be there's no sakona whatsoever. That means could be the whole sakona is there's a mace that's oime to go into this kever, and the kever is open today and it's not using it. So this is a kever for a heintike mace in the morgen de kikvure. That could be is a sakona. But some of them, well, there's no mace whatsoever. Some of them want to make a kever. Could be there's no sakona whatsoever. The Eden Dike Haveri Hashina, Perish Hashik, Shekoifan the Yisrael, Lasseis Meloche, they force Eden to do Meloche, Shuyantu Menichem Oisem, Oyroin, Shiik, Peru Meisei, Yechoif Oisem Lasseis Meloche. Hashta Bizman Hazeh, so Memele, so it comes out that Bizman Chazal, the Wach Haverim, so Memele, so they weren't Mekabu Yontav Shani. Hashde bizman hazeh she'ein chaveri muta. Ve'ein loime she'tzoch minyan acher lahatiroi. But there was a takone, the idno dike chaveri chashina. Ve'ein loime she'tzoch minyan acher lahatiroi, the kivin is zeh hatam mishum chshoshe, ba'ovra chshoshe, ovar hatam. Ochinam yamrin gabi mayim megulim dosrin lasurim shema noch hashos mehem v'achshav shein nechoshim mitzuyim beineinu v'nushois mehem afilu l'chadchil avo b'yishidov v'shebemini. So now Tosfos differentiates between the Gemara we had before the Chayim at Beitz and this Gemara. The Gemara of Hamid Beis, we had a cloud called Dovashe Beminyin. Let's say Chazal made a takone, you have to bring the Revai, you have to bring to Yerushalayim if you're a day's distance from Yerushalayim. It was a takone. The reason of the takone, La'atel Ashvoki Yerushalayim Bepeiros. That was the reason of the takone. After the Churban, the reason doesn't apply. Afal Pikein, the takone still applies. Mono all of Chaveirov, this episode, that means the Takone Lemaise, the Takone Lemaise was only a Takone, the Takone Lemaise was only a Takone, even though the reason for the Takone was, even though the reason doesn't apply now, the takona still applies, unless there'll be a new minion. And here, Tosfos says, here's different. Here, the kivin dezeh atam mishum chshosho, here it's also chshash, v'ovru achshosho over atam. It's very unclear what the difference is. My shvoger wanted to say that Tosfos means as follows. That there was a takona. They said, you have to bring the Peiros to Yerushalayim. That was the takona. The reason, there's a cheshbon. The reason doesn't apply now. But there was a takona, you have to bring the Peiros to Yerushalayim. So that was the takona. So if there was a takona, you have to bring Peiros to Yerushalayim, that takona remains till another bezel will be mevatalit. Mashen came over here, vo'idno de'ike chaveri chayshino. There wasn't a takona. You have to be afraid. That means, chayshinon, that was the whole takona. You have to be chayish that the kvure might bring a kilkul. That was the takona. There was not takona. You're not mekavo yontav sheni nowadays. The takona was chayshinon. That kvure was the takona. The takona was that you have to be afraid that this action might have a ripple effect. You'll be mekabel also. This might have a ripple effect. So the chaveirim will make us do meloche. That was the whole takana was the takana of chayshinon. That was the takana. There wasn't more than that. So the takana was chayshinon. So if there's no ripple effect, it's impossible to be a ripple effect because there's no chaveirim anymore. So automatically you're allowed to be mekabel.